What up? It's me, Allie Makovsky. I feel like I don't need to say that anymore. Like, I think we're past the point of me having to introduce myself every time. At least I'm not like Nick Lachey on Love is Blind. Did you see that? When he's like, and I'm obviously Nick Lachey. And I'm like, the guy who's married to Jessica Simpson? Sick. And now he's married to Vanessa Lachey? Sick. I want to go on Love is Blind. And I want to drag someone along and then just not get married to them. Why don't they do like gay Love is Blind? It's so heteronormative. I want to see some hot gay action on Love is Blind. I would love to see that. They probably will do that, right? Yeah, they have to. There's no way they can just keep doing straight Love is Blind. They should have mixed it in, you know? Like the lesbians date the lesbians, the straights date the straights, the gays go on dates with the gays. But they all are on like the same, because they should all be on the same. It shouldn't be like a separate Love is Blind for the queer community. They should all do it together. That way you can see the different, I don't know. I think that would be much more interesting. It's on Netflix, the channel of Netflix, the Netflix channel. I want to go on The Circle though. I still haven't filled out my application. The Circle is my favorite show because it's a reality. If you haven't seen The Circle, I mean, I've talked about it before on here, but it's this reality show where all the contestants are competing against each other, but they don't ever see each other. They're all in their own separate studio apartment. They're all in the same building, but they have their own studio apartment. And this pretty much, I mean, this is like, they were all self-quarantining before we had to even self-quarantine, because they're just staying in their apartments alone. And they have to create an online profile, which is how they play the game. So you can catfish. You can play as like an old man, but a lot of people catfish as like a young hot woman who's bisexual. That way everyone likes them. I would play. I mean, I want to go on it because there's no like weird drama or like crazy sex stuff. Like, they can't really paint you out to be someone who you're not. Like, because they're just filming you in this house talking to the other contestants who may or may not be themselves, you know? And so I think I could just be myself on this game. And pretty much the most popular person playing wins. But how do you become the most popular person? I think you got to be yourself wholeheartedly. And I think it would be fun. Because a lot of these people who go on this show, I mean, they want to be famous, but like their skills are like, I mean, I don't know. Not really nothing. I'm not saying that. I mean, I just don't know what this is. I think it would be good because I already have something that I do. Like, I'm not using this show to get, I mean, I would be using it to get more recognizable, but not for no reason, you know? It would be for people to come to my shows. And I think I'd be fun on it. I think people would like that. That's what I think. I don't know. I don't think I'd win, though, to be honest. I don't think I'd win, because there's people who are much more charming and charismatic. I text and I, like, message, because you're, like, messaging people on this app, the Circle app or whatever. And I think I also come across very deadpan and dry over text, so I think it would be actually kind of hard for me to come across as likable, because they don't really get to, well, whatever. I don't know. That's why I think it would be interesting. So I want to do it. Whoever's casting The Circle, don't make me fill out an application. It's like, tell us about yourself. Why do you think you'd be a good fit? What's your relationship like with social media? I'm like, just follow me. You'll know everything you need to know after that. I don't know. I think it would be fun. I would also love to be on the show Big Brother. But I'd be scared because they're filming you 24/7. You know? And it's like, you would have to be too guarded. Like, you can't just like fart and have fun, because maybe they like edit you to be the fart girl. Because there's always like, you know, they have the stereotypes on these shows. So they have to make you be like something. And I'm not going to be like the southern
character on a reality show. I'm probably going to be the stanky girl. And I don't know if that's how I want to be portrayed. Just a quick shout out. I started this Patreon like 2 weeks ago during the damn lockdown. I mean, it's not a great idea, but it's also, why not? You know, follow your dreams. Try and get money if you can. So I got this Patreon and I have three tiers, okay? So like the lowest tier is $5, which I subscribe to this dude on OnlyFans for $5 a month. Easy breezy, you forget, you know? And then there's a $15 tier. No one did the $15 tier. We either have a bunch of, you know, rational people paying $5, some broke peeps paying $5, which I appreciate. That's where I'm at, you know? But then we have four ballers. Apparently there's four big dick ballers who are paying $25. They're in the third tier on Patreon. $25, that's insane. Everyone just skipped the $15. They're like, go big or go home. And so I just want to make a quick shout out to Matthew Moyer, Breewitt 1. It's a bummer. It just says, Breewitt was the guy that I talked to last week on FaceTime, who also does comedy, but claims to be a big fan of mine. I mean, if he's got 20, he can be anything he wants to be for 25 bucks a month. I'll put it that way. Rob G, who's like the nicest dude ever. I met him at the Comedy Store when I was working there as a door guy, and he was waiting to get into a show, and we were just shooting the shit. And him and his daughter were there, and they were so nice and cool. And then Rob has just been so kind ever since. But he's paying $25 a month. I told him. He messaged me. He's like, I'm gonna pay for your Patreon. And I was like, I want the money, but don't. I'm like talking people out of spending $25. That's crazy. I mean, if you can do that, then do it. But I mean, go off, Rob. And then we have Cheeky. Who's this? Who dis? I think it's Cheeky Emmanuel. I don't know though. Damn, what the hell? And my sister, my goddamn sister, is a $5 a month subscriber. It's like, don't subscribe or do $25, Courtney. She's like, I want to support you. I'm like, how about emotionally? I don't need your finances. No, she's great. Oh, I can see now. Yeah, it's Cheeky Emmanuel. So that's pretty sick. I mean, that's crazy. I filed for unemployment. Whoop, whoop. I also filed for that Comedy Gives Back Relief Fund thing. Haven't heard back from them. I'm like, guys, what is happening? I thought I was going to get money. Not a word. Not a peep. Not a peep out of their mouths. What the hell? Did they run out of... Do you think they ran out of money? Or do you think that they just don't want to give me money? Do I seem more successful than I am? I mean, in that case, that's nice, but my funds are getting low, okay? I'll be fine. I mean, I don't need it, but it would be nice to have some cash. The unemployment thing is complicated. They do not want people on unemployment. It's so difficult. They just ask you these, like, I don't know. I just feel like anytime I have to answer questions about finances, I'm like, just kill me. Put me out of my misery. Oh my God. I've been trying to file my taxes for like 8 years. I don't know how to do it. I'm on TurboTax. I don't even think they know how to do it. I like don't know how to read questions when it comes to money. Like it all just feels like I'm on acid or something. I'm like, what is a number? That's what goes on. I'm like, who decides what numbers are? I don't want to be defined by a number. And then you have to input it. I don't know. It's stressful. And oh God, I hate it. I just want someone to do everything for me. Is that too much to ask? I want someone to wash my face before bed. I don't want to have to get up. I want someone, I want to, I want a person who lives at my house and washes my face for me when I'm in bed. And then I want someone who does my taxes. That person used to be my dad, and then he said, fuck it. He dipped out on me. And then what else do I want? Oh, I want a personal chef. I've been trying to cook. I'm not that good at it. I'm not bad, but I don't know. There's something about cooking where you're like, I just want Taco Bell. Like, you can make, like, a nice meal, but at the end of the day, you're like, give me that cheesy gordita crunch. Which is what I just had before recording the pod. Happy 420. I'm recording this on 420, so happy 423 or whenever you're listening to it. 422. Whatever. I don't smoke weed. I don't smoke weed, but I think at Taco Bell, if you go there on 420, they just assume that everyone's high as shit. And my food did taste better. I think they put in more love because they relate, you know? Everyone who works at Taco Bell is a stoner. You just are. Even if you don't smoke weed, you're just, it's just in your soul. I don't think you can work at Taco Bell if you're sober. I think that's a reason for termination. Yeah, I've had a pretty boring week, TBH. I made up with my mom. I felt really bad because I was talking, I just wasn't being super nice to her, and it was hard, and I felt really bad and gross and guilty. I do be talking shit a lot, just like in general, but I never like it. It never makes me feel good, and I need to get better at just not talking shit. Because then I'm just like, why did I say that? I feel like a dumb little hoe. I don't know. So I made up with my mom. I've been nice to her for about 3 days. No incidents. So that's good. That's progress, you know? We watched this movie last night called The Talented Mr. Ripley. I'd never heard anything about it, but every time I saw the name pop up on Netflix, I'm like, what the fuck is this dumb, like, magician movie? It just sounded like some weird, like, I don't know, some corny movie. But then I looked at the cast, and it's like Jude Law, Matt Damon, Gwyneth Paltrow, and dude, I never realized how hot Jude Law is. Because I only know Jude Law as, like, older Jude Law, you know, from, like, 2009 and until now. I never knew pre-2009 Jude Law. And in that movie, oh my god, like, it's insane how hot he is. Matt Damon's great, and it's a good movie because it's a little bit gay. And, like, it's a little bit gay, and there's some drama and some death. And, man, it's just some of my favorite groups of things combined. I love the gay shit. I love murder. And I love hot men. So, great movie. 10 out of 10. What else? I re-downloaded TikTok. That was a mistake. I've been just on TikTok. And I tried to do these dance challenges, which I thought I would be good at. I'm surprisingly not good at them. But here's the thing. I don't fuck with these dance challenges anyway, because these people aren't actually dancing. They're doing, like, body sign language, essentially. They're doing, like, weird, like, all the dances are just, like, the moves are just, like, what you would picture the word being in dance form. So they're not actually, I did dance 4 years in high school, okay? I never made the advanced team, but I got close. And as a trained dancer,
do them, and I should be able to, and I'm really embarrassed by it, but whatever. I'll get there. Maybe I'll just keep practicing. But I have been on Instagram a lot. I wrote a parody song to Hey There Delilah. I was expecting it to blow up. It got a decent response, but it's definitely not viral. I thought people were going to freak out, but I think in the video I made it seem too serious and not as much of a joke as it should have been. But it's so catchy because the chorus is, Oh, it's COVID-19. Oh, it's COVID-19. I thought it was good. Yeah, thank you. But I don't know. Apparently the whole world doesn't think it's amazing like I do. My mom loves it. My mom's like, Allie, it's at 10,000 views right now. Allie, do you see the numbers on this post? This is crazy. My friends are calling me asking about the song. But it only got like 1,000. People are shady on Instagram. People don't like to like things on Instagram because it only has like 1,300 likes or something. And I don't get it because sometimes I like to watch people. I like to watch people use Instagram. Like I like to look over their shoulder and watch them scroll. And I always notice that no one ever likes the picture. They just scroll past. Like what? Why? Why? I think it's so shady. Like, do you think that no one, like, no, can we just all like everyone's pictures? Sure, there's a lot of dog shit pictures on Instagram. Who cares? Just like it anyways. It feels good. Give people dopamine. I just want more likes. I look like my account literally looks like it's all bots. Because I have like 35,000 followers, but only like 2,000 people are liking my pictures. That's off. The numbers do not add up. Did someone buy my followers for me? Because I don't like the ratio of this. It's off. If I have 35,000 followers, guess how many likes I should be getting? 36,000, because you should be sending it to your friends who don't follow me. It's insane. I don't fuck with this. People, I think, I don't know. I like everyone's pictures. Even those push-up challenge videos, liked it. Did I actually? No, not at all. You don't get, it's like people think that they have like a limited number of likes they can throw out. Be a socialist about it. Throw out the, give everyone, share the likes. Everyone's like, we want Bernie to be president. It's like, well, you're not liking anyone's pictures on Instagram. So how about we spread the wealth of likes on pictures? And then I had this video. Oh my God. I don't even want to get into it. So I've been going on Omegle, like we talked about, and I've been live streaming it. Sure, John Mayer watches, whatever. No one cares. It's just John Mayer. I know a bunch of people who play guitar. It's not a big deal. Sure, he watches my live streams. Now, who else is on board? Dylan Francis. Not a big deal. I know like 12 DJs. I've hooked up with 2 on a rave cruise. It's not a big deal, okay? And when I was on Omegle, I randomly found this... Sorry, my throat is dry. I just want to touch back on the Dylan Francis thing. I've had such a crush on Dylan Francis since high school. And now he freaking follows me. I can't tell him though. I gotta keep it low key, but I do, and I mostly did. I don't know if I still do. Here's the thing. I've talked about this before. I have a crush on everyone, okay? So it's not that big of a deal, but it is kind of a big deal. High school me is freaking out right now. He's been watching my lives, and I look so dumb on my lives, but that's kind of fun. You know, I like doing it. It's truly who I am, but it is just, like, weird when you only, like, know people through Instagram. Because I follow so many people that I don't actually know in real life. And I'm sure it would be so... I mean, I've had that experience where you are friends with someone on Instagram.
And you meet them in person and you're like, this is different. This is different than what I thought. So, I don't know, whatever. But I'm on Instagram Live. I'm on Omegle.
Talking to strangers. And there's this guy who pops up. And he kind of has like a bad attitude from the start. But it's not bad enough. So I'm like just trying to get to know him. We're talking. So we're talking and he's like, I was like, oh, you're sitting in a gamer's chair, like one of those gaming chairs. So I'm like, oh, do you game? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And he's just like, oh yeah, I have like a YouTube channel. And I'm like, oh, do you like do well? Like, are you like a big gamer? And so he's like, I don't know, you look for yourself. So he sends me a link to his YouTube channel. I click on the link. It says 2.3 million subscribers. So I'm like, damn, you must be like really good at gaming. And he's like, yeah, whatever. So I'm like, okay. You know, talking to him. He has a guitar. So I'm like, can you play a song? The first song he plays on guitar was Shallow. I mean, like, what are the odds? So we're singing Shallow. Then I'm trying to sing him my parody Hey There Delilah song. And we were talking for a while and I was just kind of getting bored. I'm like, I don't really have anything else to say. So I told him, I was like, okay, I'm going to like, you know, go to the next person. This was fun though. And he was like, what? You're just going to next me? And I was like, yeah, I think, yeah, I'm just, because Omegle, you're just talking to strangers and you just like, you know, it's not to meet people. It's not to like build connections. It's literally like guys just jerk off on it. So you're just like going through people, talking to them and then moving on. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go. And he's like, oh, well, fuck me then. How about I just turn over so you can fuck me in the ass? And I was like, oh my God, like what's wrong? He was like, yeah, you're just a typical woman. You know, we need to, he went zero to Joker real quick, you know? And I was like, I was honestly, like, I know that he was on the screen and he like lives far away, but there was part of me that was like, he knows where I live. He's at my house right now. He like turned so quickly. It was alarming. And he was like, we need to come together as a community, as a group. And like, you know, it's not all about what you want. And I was just like, you're on Omegle. Like, what did you want out of the, like, did you, was this Love is Blind for you? Like, I don't know what you thought was going to happen. Like, how long am I supposed to talk to you for until you feel satisfied? It was insane. And then I found out also, he told me before the freak out that that wasn't his YouTube channel. He's not a gamer with 2.3 million subscribers on YouTube. He lied. To get, I guess, I don't know. Because he thought that I would talk to him, maybe, if he pretended to be. I don't know. I don't care. I don't care. So anyway, now I'm worried. Especially because this morning I found out that someone posted my video that I posted of that interaction onto Reddit. And now I'm scared that the incel community is going to attack me. I don't want to be attacked by the incel community. I'll fuck all of them if I have to. Just leave me alone. Like, I will put out as long as my life stays relatively normal and I'm not threatened. I don't know. So, yeah. Ugh, I hate Reddit. Reddit scares me. Just like the internet scares me. Like, because I go on Instagram and I know this sounds... I don't want this to sound like, you know... annoying, but like to me 35,000 followers doesn't seem like that many people. Maybe it's because I'm only getting 2,000 likes, and 2,000 definitely doesn't seem like a lot of people. But I just kind of am like, oh, no one's really like, it's only the people who watch me who see my stuff and like whatever. But it's just like scary to think that anyone can see anything you post. Like, I get so in my head about it, because it's like, even like, there's this book by John Ronson who I'm obsessed with, and it's this book called So You've Been Publicly Shamed, and it's such a good book. I recommend everyone read it. And it's just crazy because you don't think really about what you're posting typically. I mean, unless you're like Will Smith and you have other people posting for you, like you just kind of like post things being like, whatever, no one's really gonna see it, or like whatever. And then all of a sudden someone posted on Reddit. Like, anyone can just post whatever you post somewhere. Or, like, I don't know. It's just so scary. But then at the same time, I'm going on live and recording people without them knowing it. Am I a bad person? No. No, I'm actually a really good person. But here's the thing. On Omegle, you know that you're talking to strangers and that you could, like... like, I've always known... oh, did I talk about this last time? I think so. I've always known. I've been going on Omegle since I was, like, 14. Every time I log on, I know that some weird shit could be going down. Like, I don't know what the other person is doing, you know? Are they masturbating? Are they recording? Are they, you know, using a simulated cam to, like, lure people in? I don't know. So, I don't think it's... I don't think what I'm doing is bad. Am I trying to talk myself into thinking it's not bad? Absolutely. But do I also kind of not think it's bad? Yeah. I don't know. The Omegle's a dark place for dark people. And if you don't want to participate in the darkness, then get the fuck off. I'm sorry. I hate to say this, but I did tweeze my unibrow. It might not be clear to you because my eyebrows are just so large and in charge. But yeah, I did tweeze them. So just a moment of silence for my unibrow. All right. Yeah. You know, we had a good run. 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks of growing it out. And last time I counted, we were at about 36 hairs in the middle. Those are good numbers. Those are good numbers. But it was just becoming too much. So I did a little trim in the middle. I also, this is also big news. Wow. I did a lot this week, actually, now that I think about it. I did shave my coochie. I wish we had like sparklers and balloons to fall from the sky. That was a full day's work. That was a lot of work. I had to sneak my mom's scissors from the cabinet, okay? And I had to Edward Scissorhands the crotch. And I did it over, I did like reverse cowgirl over the toilet seat. I did a reverse cowgirl on the toilet seat and I was just trimming. And I flushed the toilet and not all of the hair went down. And so I was like, okay, well, after my shower, I'll flush it again. And of course I forgot. And so when my mom went to the bathroom after, she was pleasantly surprised, maybe, or horridly surprised, but she was definitely surprised. You never go to the bathroom expecting to see a bunch of pubes in the toilet. But that's what you get when you have me move in with you, Mom. I think I'm going to leave, though, I should probably tell her this in person first. But she also told me after last week's episode that she's not going to listen to my podcast anymore. I lost a follower. It's always hard to lose a follower, a fan. I think she'll probably end up listening to it again. But, I'll probably end up moving back. I don't know. Hard to say, but maybe. I shaved. Why was that important though? Oh my god. No, I can't tell that. This will be for the Patreon people only. Okay. If you do the $5 a month on my Patreon, you get the unedited version of the podcast. So you'll be able to hear this story if you subscribe. Patreon.com/AllieMakofsky. If you don't know how to spell it, you don't deserve to be on my Patreon. Oh, some people sent some great questions. Yeah, that was my week. It was pretty boring. I'm still waiting for my stimulus check. Where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is it? I haven't gotten anything. I haven't gotten any money from the government, from comedy, from anyone. I mean, I'm going to start using Omegle to look for sugar daddies. I don't think it'll work, though. I feel like everyone on Omegle's poor. Because that's like an activity that poor people do for fun, is just like talk. Like, I'll talk to strangers. Okay. Someone asked, is crying a healthy coping mechanism or is there a better alternative? Crying's a great coping mechanism. There's also other coping mechanisms. This is from Simply Awesome. I mean, okay, you can cry. You can also binge eat. That's one of my favorite coping mechanisms. Just a nice little binge. You can... Okay, my roommates are literally being so loud. Don't they respect podcasting? Anthony, there's motion at your front door. Anthony has the Ring app, and I'm using Anthony's phone because I use, I'm not proud to say it, but I do use an iPhone 7, I think. Maybe even a 6. Is this a 5? No, it's not a 5. I'm using an iPod. But he has the fancy new phone. Anthony, why don't you pay $25 for my Patreon? Since you're so rich. Someone said, what mantra can I use to either not eat or masturbate out of boredom? Wait, I have to read that again. That doesn't really make sense to me. What mantra can I use to not eat or... Oh, not eat or not masturbate out of boredom. The mantra I would use is... Fuck, what mantra? Don't be a dumb bitch today. That's what I normally try and say to myself to move on. Are they gone? Okay. My roommate is gone. But they were being so loud. I mean, maybe it didn't pick up on the audio. And it's not even about that. It's fine if you're loud. I'm recording in the middle of my house during the day. Of course, you're going to be moving in and out. I just realize, like, how, like, when there's, like, people just, like, casually walking by when you're, like, trying to talk about weird stuff. It's so uncomfortable. You're just, like... I'm like, why am I reading this out loud? Like, when I'm just doing this for, like, when it's just me and Anthony, I'm like, what mantra can I use to either not eat or masturbate out of boredom? I'm like, this is a totally normal question. And then when my roommates are walking by, I'm just like, what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm, like, genuinely trying to give you advice. I'm, like, coming up with a mantra as my roommates are walking by doing their laundry. Jesus Christ. It really puts things into perspective when you have outsiders watching. I'm not going to answer that, okay? To everything that I just said the past 2 minutes doesn't count because I had an audience that didn't want to be a part of this. So I felt uncomfortable and nothing I say reflected my true opinions. I'm going to skip that because I genuinely don't know what the mantra should be. To either not eat or masturbate out of boredom. I mean, do you really need a mantra? Just do it. Eat. If you're bored, just fucking eat or masturbate. Why do you need a mantra not to do it? Cave in. Do a deep dive. Eat and masturbate at the same time. One hand on the pee-pee. One hand and some chips. I mean, those are two of my... that's a great way to spend the day. What are your methods on keeping focus when you're writing? My ADHD keeps me distracted, says the rebel fool. I work better in the morning or after. Like, just do it when you feel like it's the right time. Like, don't tell yourself, oh, every day at 3, I'm going to write. Because maybe one day at 3, you don't feel creative. Or the next day at 3, you're, like, off the walls or something. I don't know. Just do it when you feel like... I work better in the morning. I remember when I was in high school, my counselor made my schedule have the more important classes in the morning. And then, like, my least important classes at the end of the day. That way, I could just, like, tweak out at the end of my classes. Is it a waste of time hitting on people during quarantine? Says Jack Tracy 22. I wonder if it'll even be heard through the mics. I don't think so. Can you just add it in? Like, just like ridiculous noises, like boom, boom. Just like the craziest noises. Or else I sound crazy. Is it a waste of time hitting on people during quarantine? Kind of. It's fun, but also it's like, because the quarantine is so long, I realize that it's hard to keep up the flirting long term. I get really burnt out quickly and over... I'm like, I fall in love, not actual love, but like, I'm like very interested in someone, like ASAP, and then shortly after I'm like, no, I'm good. So I think it's hard to sustain... a flirtationship during the quarantine. Kiki the second, the guy that we talked to last week, who was so cute. He said how to socialize while social distancing. Enough with the block parties. Enough with the block parties. I'm sick of it. We're just hanging out on our front lawn with all our neighbors. Go home. Go inside. How cool are your neighbors? I don't know. I don't like when people do that. It bothers me. How do people still know their neighbors? I thought we were done meeting our neighbors. I thought that ended like 5 years ago. We stopped. I mean, I don't say I support that. I think it's great. You know, maybe I'm just jealous because all my neighbors are like Russian drug lords where I live. I think that's just like an LA thing. But I think if you're like more, yeah, I think I'm jealous. I think that's what's happening. I wish I lived in like a cute neighborhood or I can do a block party. You know what? Good for you. Good for those people. Do that. I just don't want to see it. It makes me sad. But guess what? Even if I see it on my Instagram, still gonna like it. Still gonna like it. How can I get rich quick? Sell your underwear. Some wise guy asked, how can I get rich quick? Sell your underwear. I might have to start doing that. I'm down. I'm down. Am I though? If I don't have to put my, like, do a picture of me wearing the underwear to send it, then I'll do it. But I don't want to have to do like a fucking photo shoot just so you can have my nasty ass dirty underwear. I haven't had Taco Bell for 2 months now. I'm sad. I need advice, said Moist Coins. Dude, you can get Taco Bell. They have the drive-thru is open. Live Moss. Live Moss in lockdown. Don't suffer for no reason. If you don't have to suffer, then don't. Go to Taco Bell. I just went. I love it. They were so on top of things. It was so good. Like, life-changing. Taco Bell is so... Oh, it's just so good. Matthew Cornelius said, how to have the energy to keep going for runs. I mean, I don't even know. I'm not a runner, but I think if you do it first thing in the morning when you wake up, just tell yourself you're going to go on a walk around the block. And then as soon as you start walking, you're going to be like, how pathetic to just walk around the block. I might as well like walk further. And then you're walking and you're like, I should just try and run for a little bit. And then you end up running. So I don't know. I guess do that. Someone said, Libricky with that sticky icky. Damn, we got a stoner for sure. I gotta look at this profile. That's a crazy ass handle. Libricky. Lil Bricky with the sticky icky. Jesus Christ, this is frightening. They're only following 3 people and they have 0 followers and 0 posts, and they follow, the 3 followers that they follow is Resting Bee Pod, Not Ally Mac, and someone named Christina Olivia. That is scary. 2 of the 3 people that they're following are me. And then this girl who's got a nice booty. She's a cam girl, I think. What is she? She's Jackson's mom, apparently, in her bio. And she lives in Atlanta. Why does he follow? What do me and her have in common? She, like, does fitness and, like, has hot pictures. That's so frightening. Why doesn't anyone follow him either? Lil Bricky, get back to me. I'm worried. And he asked, how do I keep a relationship from falling apart and growing cold and distant? Sometimes it's just, that's just the way it is. And you just gotta accept that. And don't try to hold on to things that aren't meant to be held, you know? Sorry, it's a cold world. I think if you keep yourself chill and don't react poorly to the situation, just kind of like, not just like accept it and be like, fine, whatever. But like, if you say everything you need to say, and then that's all you can do, and then you just gotta move on. Sorry, Lil Bricky. I'm so curious about you, though. I'm scared. 0 posts? Why do you, I mean, He's only following me. Someone asked, how'd you get that cool lighting? Oh, they're talking about my cool lights at my house. My sister got me this, like, nightlight thing. You can just Amazon search it. That's all the questions I have. How much time are we at, Anthony? 35. This might be a short episode. Let's you know what? I should randomly call someone just for funsies. Let's just see. Yeah. Okay. We'll call someone and then I'll go home. Get off. How's everyone's quarantine going? I'm starting to get a little bit weird. A little bit funky. Just at certain moments. I think there's just so much time to think that it's not good. Because then you're overthinking. Like, I'll, like, make a joke and then I'll be like, why did I say that? Like, I'll just think about it for, like, a full day. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't like it. Especially, like, doing the podcast without anything else to do. Like, this is, like, the only thing that I'm, like, consistently doing. And it's just weird because then I'm like, I don't know. Like, not only am I not doing much during the lock. Well, you know what I'm going to do on Wednesday when this comes out, actually? Maybe not Wednesday. I don't know. But sometime this week, I'm going to go to, like, one of those abandoned cities in the desert and just drive and, like, drive through it. Like, old, like, pioneer towns or something. I'm just going to, like, go for a drive. Oh, I'm still recording on your phone. Fuck. Okay. Let's call someone. Who should I call? Maybe I won't. People, stop. I don't want to go live with anyone on Instagram. People are hitting me up. They're like, let's go live this week. No, I don't want to go live with you. This one guy, he's so nice, but like, why do I always do this? There's this one guy who's like, let's go live. And I've never met him in person. We just both follow each other. And he's like, I can ask you like funny questions. Like, he's like, I can ask you funny questions. Like, what was it? Like, do you sit or stand when you wipe? I'm like, oh my God, that's hilarious. It's going to be a great live stream. I mean, I feel bad. Like, I don't know. Should I go live with him? No, I don't know. Like, I feel bad saying no because it's like, what the fuck else am I going to do? But also, like, I don't want to. I just want to watch movies with my mom and eat bad food. Actually, I'm not going to chat anyone. Yeah. Okay. I have to go back. There we go. Sorry, I just screen recorded nothing. Okay. I think that's it for this episode. Short and sweet. Got nothing new to report. DM me if you want to chat. Am I missing anything, Anthony? Nope. I don't think so. I don't know. Like, to the desert. I'm gonna drive to the desert. Like, on the way to Vegas? Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I went over to my dad's house. And I went over to my dad's house. And his house was so clean. I was like, Dad, did you have the housekeepers over during lockdown? Are the housekeepers coming over? And he's like, no, of course not. I did this by myself. I have so much time on my hands. What else am I going to do? And I'm like, I'm so impressed. It's so nice. And then we're hanging out. And then I'm about to leave. And I go to use the bathroom. And we have like a stool in the bathroom. There's like this chair. And whenever the housekeepers come over, they put the toilet paper stand on top of the chair. I don't know why. It's just like their signature thing that they do. And And when I went to the bathroom, the toilet paper stand was on the chair. My dad lied to me. The housekeepers were there. So I go outside. I'm like, Dad, you had the housekeepers over. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, the toilet paper stand is on the chair. That's their move. You don't do that. And he was like, he just started laughing. He was like, you got me. What a liar. This liar is like, oh yeah, I'm quarantining. No, you're not. You're having the goddamn housekeepers over. Shady. And then I go over there. But I feel like if anyone's going to come over, I feel like the housekeepers are going to be the cleanest people to have over, right? I think that that's the safest option. But like, don't do that. And then, I don't know. I think that there's just people being shady. Here's the thing. Just don't pretend that you're like quarantining or in lockdown or trying to pretend to be all safe when you're not. If you're not being a safe bitch, then let everyone know that you're not being a safe bitch. That way, I don't put myself in harm's way. Dad, you dirty slut. Okay, that's it. That's all my stories. That's everything, really. I'm so sleepy all the time. And I think my legs are going to fall off because I've just, like, my legs hurt. And I think it's because I haven't done anything. Like, my knees are hurting. Like, my knees are fucked up. I think it's from sitting crisscross applesauce on my bed all day. And, like, sitting like this. Like, something's happening in my knee over here. Something bad. This is all, it's all falling apart. But don't be, I mean, I don't want to end it like that. That's a bummer note to end on. We're going to be fine, okay? I should do like a dance party. Like I should schedule a Zoom dance party. And whoever wants, oh my God, I'm going to do that this week. Yes. Maybe like Friday night. Friday night, we'll all get dressed up. We'll go on Zoom. We'll have a big dance party. There's going to be a password. So it's only people who follow me. Oh my gosh, that's going to be so much fun. Okay. I'll see you on Friday night for my Zoom dance party. Or another night, I don't know. I'll figure that out. That'll be so fun. Wow. Okay, bye.